Hey guys, welcome to the Wake Up Kid podcast. This is Jeremy and it's Monday, and you know what that means. We're starting with a new truth today. It will be truth number 24. But before we dig into that, let's review our first 23 truths. Here we go. Who made you? God made me. What else did God make? God made everything. Why did God make you? To glorify Him and enjoy Him forever. How can you glorify God? By loving Him and obeying Him. How many gods are there? There is only one God. And how many persons does God exist? Three: the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. What is God? God is a spirit. Where is God? God is everywhere. Did God have a beginning? God is eternal. He has always been and always will be. What does God know? God knows everything. What can God do? God can do whatever He chooses to do. What is the Bible? God's holy word. Who wrote the Bible? Holy men who were led by the Holy Spirit. Can we trust the Bible? Yes. God's word is true and permanent. Who were the first people God created? Adam and Eve. What unique thing did God give Adam and Eve? He gave them souls that will live forever. Do you have a soul? Yes, I have a soul that will live forever. God made Adam and Eve holy and happy. Did they stay that way? No, they sinned against God. What is sin? Sin is disobeying God. What happened when Adam and Eve sinned? They became sinful and miserable. What do we inherit from Adam? A sinful nature. What does every sin deserve? Punishment from God that lasts forever. And then this is the one we learned last week. Are you a sinner? Yes, I have disobeyed God. Now this week, we're going to continue talking about sin, but it turns really good with this question. We focus not on our sin, but on the Savior who will rescue us from our sin. Question number 24, can guilty sinners go to heaven? And the answer is no, we need a Savior. We're going to talk about that some more after this weird joke of the day.
Hey, Elijah.
What?
Where would you find an elephant?
I don't know.
In the same place you left it.
What?
Okay, kid, it's time to wake up to the fact that guilty sinners cannot go to heaven on their own. Because we disobey God, we chose to rebel against Him and do what we wanted to do instead of what He told us to do. The Bible says we all deserve a punishment that should last forever. There's nothing we can do to fix it on our own. We need someone else to rescue us. We need a Savior. We need someone to step in and take care of this problem that we can't fix on our own. And the Bible is very clear that only Jesus could do that. In Acts chapter 4, Peter is trying to help. He's trying to cause some religious leaders to understand this. He wants them to realize that Jesus is the Savior. And in verse 10, he says, hey, this Jesus, Christ of Nazareth, the one you crucified and God raised Him from the dead, He is the Messiah. He's the Savior. In verse 12, he goes on to say, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Peter is saying, this is the only option. Jesus is the only one who can save us from our sin. And that's why He came. He's the only one sent by God the Father to be our Savior. He's the only one ever who lived a perfect, sinless life. When He died on the cross, He wasn't dying because of the sins that He had done. He didn't do wrong things. He was dying to take our punishment. And He's the only one who could and did give up His life so that we could be rescued. Jesus is the one and only, capital S, Savior. It's Him. So, if you have turned away from your sin and put your trust in the one Savior and been adopted into His family, man, this morning is a great time to say thank you to Him. And if you haven't, this is the day. This is the day. Talk to a parent. Talk to another Christian adult you trust. Find out, How to know for sure that you've been rescued by the one and only true Savior. Hey, I love you guys. I look forward to talking to you some more this week about the fact that God loved us so much that He sent the one and only true Savior.